Thank God for you for visiting with us tonight. Just make yourself at home. Amen. To look forward to worshiping Him in spirit and in truth tonight. Amen. Let's be much in prayer for all these that was mentioned this morning during our prayer request and things like this. Let's remember those that are still sick, things like this. Some's got more tests next week. Be much in prayer for each and every one of them. Still remember Brother Denny Garrett's daughter that's in the hospital there at Cartersville. And so let's pray for her tonight in our prayers. Others that the Lord knows all about, let's still remember Emily and JT. They'll be having their baby in about 10 days now. And so let's really pray that when everything's said and done, the baby will be fine and Emily will be fine. And so let's really pray for them, start getting them on their heart and on their mind. I still believe in miracles. I really do. And so let's pray for them. There, when they'll be going there north side in Atlanta. So remember this family tonight in our prayers. I wonder if there's anybody that uplifted the hand. Amen. Lord knows all about it. He knows the very sincere desire of your heart. Amen. That's just how good God is. Amen. He knows what we need. All we got to do is ask Him. And He said, if we'd ask, we shall receive. Amen. So let's all stand tonight. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. Receive our evening offering. Ask to be blessed upon the service tonight.
Number 6, the choir.
I want to know more about my Lord. That ought to be our heart's desire tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's remember this. Amen. That hurt never goes away. Really don't. Brother Harold Sanders, will you lead us while we pray?
Amen. hearts. I just want to say how blessed I am to have all both my daughters and all four of my grandchildren here tonight. Piper's only 6 years old, and she's going to be singing for you tonight, and I couldn't be more proud.
Part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I bless them. Bless them.
She went to the doctor on August the 1st, and they told her everything was good with our checkup.
Bless the Lord.
15 days later, we got a phone call that said she had cancer again. And I just asked that y'all all say a prayer for her.
Yes.
God healed her one time, and I know that he can do it again.
Yes, he can.
She's going through a scan on Wednesday, and I just ask that you all lift her up in prayer.
Morning heaven above, why do you pick me to love? I guess y'all get tired of hearing me testify or whatever you want to call it, but I'm really just proud to be a Christian. You know, because I, most of the time, I feel unworthy to even be called one because it's Christ-like. And don't feel like I ever fit that bracket, but you know, sometimes I think we need to try a little harder. This song here had been requested, Sister Peggy. Wanted to sing some choir. Y'all gonna have to stand up and help us on this song, because no matter what, we got every day to be thankful for what we got. He's done so much for us. Trying to keep your head up. God knows best. Who better's either way? Won't you come and help me sing this song?
When I worthy of them all, but his blessings he freely gives. I owe my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for.
Supposed to have that child. We weren't even supposed to be able to have children. And, you know, they took us to a specialist and they told us, they said, y'all need to abort this child. He's not going to live. And now he's almost 17 pounds and there ain't nothing in the world wrong with him. And I've got a wife that loves the Lord. And she I'm not enough words that I could say to express how thankful.
one verse, one more verse. Turn your Bible to the book of Ephesians. We're there this morning. We'll go back tonight. Different chapter, different message, different verses. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 1. You pray for us tonight. We'll go as long as the Lord allows to go. Our body gives out one. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 5. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. 1-5. We can leave already. Said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. It has been good to be here. Appreciate all this singing. Appreciate seeing these young folks sing. Amen. Amen. We got to get that, folks. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. We got to get them interested in that. Amen. Amen. If we don't, I don't know what preachers are going to do years to come. Amen. They'll just have preach, no singing. And, boy, that's going to be a mighty dead service. Amen. I appreciate these young folks. Amen. I encourage them. Learn how to play the guitar, piano. Learn something. Amen. And where you'll be a use and a blessing to a church down the road. Amen. Thank God. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 1, reading through verse number 5. The Bible said, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you had heard of the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by the revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words," verse number 4, "he said, whereby when you read, yea, my understand, my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Look at verse number 5. "He said, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now, revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm not nothing tonight, but you're everything. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll touch our voice tonight, God, that I'll be able, Lord, to stand one more time. Lord, behind this sacred stand. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll take and you'll use us. Lord, for your honor and your glory. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Listen, the Lord, listen, a dove whispered in the Paul's ear. Neighbors saying they were hope for the Gentiles. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, but if I had a message, brother, I want to preach over just a little while. Maybe on this right here. What is the purpose of the church? Listen, Paul is speaking to the church, amen, in that day. He's telling them, you know more now than it had ever been known before through the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, and I thought about each one of us tonight. Our neighbor has a purpose. Our neighbor, whether it's a purpose as an individual, or a purpose of the body of Christ, the purpose of the church, each one of us tonight has a purpose. Listen, neighbor, and I thought about that. Just what is, listen, our place, our purpose in the church tonight, according to the scripture. Listen, neighbor, tonight we are living in the church age. Listen, neighbor, he was talking about the dispensation of grace. Neighbor, now all throughout the Bible, neighbor, things took place just like they would here. year. I listen, times and seasons, they changed, they went by. I never knew things began to come in. I just like it does today. And today, according to the Word of God and what Paul never was expounding on here, he was saying, it is time for the church age. It's time for that. That body of Christ, listen, called the church. I never did have you and I to do tonight. Listen, and I thought about it. And sometimes I wonder, with everything this world is facing, why he hadn't called the church home. Amen. I really do. But I believe, we're closer to that great day than we've ever been before. I believe the trumpet's about to sound. I believe he's about to declare, and time shall be no more. I believe we are living in the last days. And I know Paul also. Brother Dennis, he thought that too. Paul really thought he'd see the return of the Lord in his day. And whether it be by the grave or by the rapture, one day after a while, he'll call the saints of God home. And so I wonder today, while we're left behind, while we're still here, neighbor tonight, just what is the purpose of the church? Amen. Neighbor, that's what Paul is writing here in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. Neighbor, you can read the rest of it later. But as he's dealing with the church age and the church people, I thought about this. Three things tonight, that I want to leave with you. On the purpose of the church. And why I believe we're still here. First of all, tonight, I believe the purpose of the church, number one, is to magnify the Lord. Amen. And I know when you magnify something, it makes it bigger. I'm not talking about, that we should make Christ bigger than he is. But I do believe we ought to show the world just how big God is in our life. Magnify the Lord. He said his name is above every name. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. I believe the number one purpose tonight is to magnify Jesus. Tell the world and show the world and neighbor what God has done and what he can do for you and I tonight. That's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We ought to shout it from the housetop. We ought to go into the highways and byways, neighbor, and magnify, tell the world just what God is doing in my life and your life tonight. I believe the purpose of the church, is to magnify the Lord. How do you do that, preacher? I believe it's through worship. Amen. I believe it's through worship. And not only just through worship, but I believe we magnify the Lord through worship and the Word of God. I believe if there's been a time the songs need to be sung and the message need to be preached, it's this day and time that we're living in. I believe we ought to shout it. I believe we ought to tell the world about it. Tell them, magnify for the cause of Christ. That men, women, boys, and girls can see through the church. And we got to remember how the church is not this building. The church is each individual. How we're just a body that makes up the church. And we ought to take our church every day with us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, for one purpose, and that's to magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Show the world. show the world tonight through worship. Amen. We would sing the songs of Zion. Neighbor tonight, boy, what a great day we've had. Boy, we've just had a good day. It's been an exceptional good day in my book. I listen, the song service has been great. The songs is sung with the songs of Zion. How you could feel the Holy Spirit hovering over this place. I listen, neighbor, just like they did. I listen, neighbor, when Moses and Elijah appeared, they said it was good for us to be here. I listen, neighbor, tonight, that's the way I feel. When I leave on Sunday morning and Sunday night, it's been good for me to be here. And thank God, why? How did I make it that I may be able to face tomorrow? Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me through worship and amen in the word. Allow God to increase in our lives. That ought to be our daily desire. It's that we need to allow God to increase. But in order for God, Brother Jackie, in order for God to increase, we must decrease. Amen. In order for us to increase, we must decrease. It's just like this right here. In order to fill this bottle up, if it was rounded over, in order to put some more in, I'd have to let a little out. I listen, that's the same way our spiritual walk is with the Lord. Amen. If we want to get closer to Him, we got to get some things out in order for Him to fill it in. And that's what He said. The purpose of the church was to magnify God, that we may increase in knowledge. I like that song. It says, more and more about Jesus, more and more about Jesus, more of His love. Amen. More. We need the desire to increase, not just in numbers, not just in the things that material speaking, but we need to grow more in the knowledge and the admiration of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a little closer walk with Thee. That's what our heart's desire ought to be. Lord, let me have a closer walk with Thee. Let me draw near to Thee. Let my light shine to a lost and dying world. What the purpose of the church is to magnify Christ. It's to magnify Him. It's to show the world. Amen. It's to show the world that we're a beacon on a hill. Thank God we're to be like a lighthouse. That's what I compare it to. We're to be like a lighthouse. You ever seen a lighthouse that got those lights right up in the top of it? You can't notice them things a lot of times until it's done got dark. But when it's dark, that light shines the brightest. And that's where our Christian walk is. Neighbor, in the darkest times of our life, in the trials that we're facing, it's in those times, Brother Coleman, we got to shine the most. It's those shine. We got to be the beacon. It's in those times we should be like the lighthouse in a world of darkness. Just let a little light shine that the world that will see Jesus in me tonight. Amen. I believe that's the purpose of the church, is to magnify the Lord. I believe it's to magnify the Lord in our lives, that will be a testimony to a lost and dying world. See, my friend, what we need to realize tonight, each one of us, our church, our body, amen, as I've said so many times, we're a temple of God. Yeah. Amen. And as a Christian tonight, we're a representation of Jesus Christ. We're a representation of Jesus Christ. So the Lord has left us here for one purpose, and that's to represent Him. That's to represent Him. That's to represent Him in our conversation. That's to represent Him in our daily walk. It's to represent Him in our church service. It's to represent Him among the lost and dying world. Oh, what is the purpose of the church tonight? Why are we still here? Why hadn't God called us home? I'll tell you why. Because we're still here to magnify Him, to draw people to Him tonight. See, that's what a magnet does. A magnet draws. And that's what Christ wants you and I to do. He wants us to draw people to the cross. He wants us to draw people to a place called Calvary. I like that song, and I say it a lot of times. I work and I pray and I labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. God's got a purpose. Hey, it's not by accident that we're still here tonight. Amen. It's not a coincidence that God's called this one and God's called that one, and you're still here. The reason we're still here is we got a work to do. God has left us here for a purpose, and that number one purpose tonight is to magnify Lord Jesus Christ. Shine. Let my light shine. You ever seen people, some Christians, they just got a glow about them? I know I don't have a glow about me, but some people have just got a glow. You ever seen them? They're just so committed to God. They're so dedicated to the Lord. You look at them and they just seem like they got a glow. They got that heavenly glow upon their life. Well, that's what I desire. I desire to magnify the Lord. Allow the world to see Jesus Christ in me. I believe tonight that is the purpose of the church. It's to magnify the Lord. Then number two tonight, I believe he's left us here not only just to magnify the Lord, but I believe he's left us here to move believers to maturity. Amen. I believe we're here to preach the gospel, to bind the brokenhearted. And I believe he's here tonight, left us here in order for us to grow spiritually. Amen. To move believers to maturity. Amen. In ministry for Christ, we should grow spiritually. We should grow spiritually. The church is to proclaim the gospel for our lives as babes in Christ. We start out on the milk. We start out in the milk. But after a while, the Bible said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became an adult, I put away childish things. There comes a time in our life, and I believe the reason the church is still here today is to help believers move from crawling, move from walking to running. I believe the Lord wants the believers in Christ to grow spiritually. I believe that's why the church is still here. I believe that's why we're still preaching. I believe that's why we're still singing, in order for us to grow in the Lord. I've been saved a long time. People like you, some of you have been saved a lot longer than I have. But you know what? There's still room for improvement. There's still room. Listen, when I ever get to be a finished product, he'll call me home. He'll call me home. Right now in my life, I still see things that I could draw closer to the Lord with. We grow in Christ. We mature as we begin to desire to put God first in our life. You see folks that grow, and that's the good thing about, I like to see growth in a Christian when they first get saved and they need to mature in the Lord. You see them and they come on Sunday morning, and then you see them coming on Sunday night, and you see them coming on Wednesday night. And then they're coming to the choir and they're participating in things. You see, they begin to mature. They began to mature. I won't never forget one time there was a young man joined the church that I was pastoring at that time. And he went up to the choir. And I was watching him. This boy had never been to church in his whole life. Never. You know, that's hard to believe. But I'm believing it more now than I've ever seen. There's actual people that have never, ever been in the house of God. They ain't got a clue. But I watched this young man. He's coming on Sunday morning, coming on Sunday night, coming on Wednesday night. Then I watched him, and he started going to the choir, Brother Johnny. And he didn't know the songs. I could tell it. He'd get up there. You know, we've all been up there and not have a clue what they're singing. Haven't we all? So what you do in times like that, just move your lips. That's what I do. When you're the pastor, you can sing what you want to. Just move your lips. And I was watching him, you know, and they would sing Amazing Grace, and he wouldn't even know the words. And I just watched him picking it up. It wasn't long. I watched him. He started picking it up. He was growing, getting more mature. And it wasn't long he had a song of his own. He wanted to sing one. And listen, it wasn't long after that, he started teaching Sunday school. Wasn't long after that. But see, what happens is that spiritual maturity. And see what happens a lot of times in our Christian walk with the Lord. Brother Dwayne, we get them saved. We get them saved. They're like this little baby that Kathy's holding of Aaron and Jenna's. We see them come in and they're just like that. But they never mature any further. See, there's going to come a time when these little children like these are holding tonight. We got a slew full of them over here now. But there's going to come a time they're going to start crawling. There's going to come a time they're going to start walking. There's going to come a time they're going to start running. There's going to come a time, hey, man, they're going to start talking. And then there's going to come a time they'll go to school. There'll come a time they'll get married, move out on their home. I listen, neighbor. Why? Because that's the way our human nature and our desire for the world is tonight. Yeah. But see, that's the way it ought to be for our spiritual man, too.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to grow steadily in the truth. I had one time, told me, said, preacher, said, you need to talk to one of your members. I said, what about? And they wasn't here. But they said, we was talking to them the other day, and they didn't even know that the words in red in the Bible was meant that Jesus spoke this. And you know, that stuff we could take for, I've been in all my life, I just thought everybody knew that. But that's where that spiritual maturity, that's where Sunday school comes involved. Amen. Is that not right, Brother Greg? That's where Sunday school. Listen, that's why where you can set up under the teaching. Somebody teaching you about the Word of God. Listen, because listen, you don't get so much in preaching. Because when I get up and preach, man, I'm, woo, let's go. You don't get a lot of learning. Boy, it's in them Sunday school classes. That's where you mature. That's where your maturity comes in. That's why it's important that we bring them up in the admiration of the Lord. They may learn. I believe that's the reason, the purpose of the church. I believe the church is still here for one thing, and that's to magnify the Lord and to move believers into maturity.
Amen.
In every aspect. I want to go to Sunday school. I want to go to worship service. I want to go Sunday night. I want to pay my tithes. I want to do everything that the Bible speaks about doing. I want to find myself doing that for the honor and glory of God.
Amen.
See, it's maturity. Spiritual maturity. And I believe that's why the church is still here, Brother Aaron, to move believers to maturity. And I'm still learning. Listen, we gotta go on. We began to desire to put God first in our life. Well, that's really what we ought to desire tonight. Man, we ought to purpose in our heart. We ought to purpose in our mind, body, and soul. God, I want you to be first. I want you to be first. But what we need to realize, Brother Dennis, when we desire to put God first, that means everything else has got to go behind it. That means everything else. He said, what did he say? Deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow him.
Yeah,
so in order to follow him, everything else has got to go.
Yeah,
it's got to go. God's not going to be second to nothing.
Amen.
It ain't going to happen. And that's what our desire is, that we can move spiritual believers into the maturity of God's word. In the knowledge and admiration of the Lord. I believe that's the purpose of the church. Paul was shouting it to the Gentiles. Listen, for me and you, because there had not been any hope for us. But see, when Christ came, he brought hope to you and I. He said, let whosoever will, let him come. That included me and you. the Jews, the Gentiles, the black, the white, the red, the orange, the blue, whosoever will, let him come. What did I say this morning? We are Christians. We are Christians. We're a band of soldiers marching to the promised land.
Amen.
Amen. To move believers into maturity, then number three, to magnify the Lord, to move believers into maturity. And I believe number three, what is the purpose of the church? It's to make Jesus known. To make Jesus known. I want to tell somebody about it, don't you? Man, I tell you, when we see a new baby in Christ and they get saved and they want to tell everybody what God is doing and God has done in their life. It ought to be that desire that we share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world and show them there's a better way than the way they got. Make Jesus known. Make him known to our neighbors. Make him known to our nation. We are Christians in the church. And the church is still a sacred ground. A place set aside where the hungry is fed. We've seen them this last couple of days. They're tearing every monument down. You can just about see. Let me tell you something. Don't be fooled. If you don't think, they'll try to get this one next. Don't be fooled if you don't think they're coming after the church. Amen. They don't want it preached. They don't want it sung. I like what somebody said the other day, and he don't mind me using it. One of my preacher friends, we don't have a skin problem. We got a sin problem. Amen. Amen. If we're to go by this book, if we'll live by this book, dedicate our lives to this book, it'll tell us every step of the way. The way we should live, the way we better live. Amen. Don't know about you, but I'm going to stay with the Word of God. I'm going to stay with the Word of God. We are so blessed here at Morning View Baptist Church that we can still stand and proclaim Him,
Amen.
King of Kings. Don't be surprised if one of these days when I stand to preach God's Word, if somebody don't walk in these doors and try to rebuke it. Don't be surprised. Amen. Don't be surprised when they go out on their head. But don't be surprised. Thought I'd throw that right in just in case somebody was thinking about it. But I'm telling you, Peggy, we're living in them days. We're living. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. If they don't reverence this book, they're not going to reverence you. I was so tore up at work this week, and I'm going to bring it to a close. We had soccer tryouts. And so I had probably 60, close to 60, 8 and 9 year old kids in them two age groups. I took all the 8 year olds with me. I said, okay, I want y'all to come with me. We got out there on the field. Lined them up. I said, don't you divide up. So we got 60 of you. I'm going to put 40 in this line, 30 in that line. Some of y'all get that later. So I'm going to divide you up in two lines. This is 8 year old. There ain't no, let me tell you something. These school teachers, you ought to give them a hand. You ought to pat them on the back. I'm telling you, I'm serious. I wouldn't do it. There ain't enough money in the world. If I wasn't so close to hanging it up, I wouldn't do it no more. But it stunned me. I lined them up. And all there was this little blonde-headed girl. They were kicking the ball back and forth. And she come back, and this little girl, all she said, this is all she said, "It's your turn, honey." The little girl in front of her turned around and cussed her like I've never heard cussed in my life. I thought, oh my goodness. I'm talking about words that, you know, you just been God's name in vain. I mean, I thought, whoa, wait. The young lady that was helping us out there, she said, whoa, we don't talk like that. We don't talk like that. I said, come on, where's your mother at? I said, we're going to go talk to her. Took her over to her mother. Guess what? Her mother cussed her out and said, this is what she said. She ain't over here to get speaking lessons. She's learning to play soccer. I said, not no more. She's going to the car. But I said that to say this. That's what we're facing. If I had said something like that, you ask my brother sitting back there, we couldn't even disrespect nobody. If it had took me or Ricky, either one, to my mom and daddy, y'all remember what I had to apologize for about the pecan pie? You remember that? If we, oh gosh, my daddy would have beat me. I'm talking about he'd have literally, and he, listen, Ramonda, he wouldn't have waited until we got home. He'd have beat me right there. And then my mama would have got me by the hair of the head. Come on. Oh, yes. But now the society we're living in now, you don't say that to my child. It's pitiful. I'm telling you, folks, we're living in bad days. Hard times are fixing to come our way. We better draw closer to the Lord. We better draw closer to the Lord, and not only to the Lord, but to the church. Because the church is where you get your strength to face the battles of our daily life. Amen. The purpose of the church. I hope you enjoyed this tonight. Let us stand together. I don't know your mind. I don't know your heart. Our purpose is to magnify the Lord, to move believers to maturity, to make Jesus known. You know where that little girl needs to be? She needs to be in somebody's Sunday school class. You know where that mama needs to be? And she may very well hear me on the radio or on the internet. She needs to be in the house of God. That's exactly where she needs to be. Oh, magnify the Lord. Move believers to maturity. You don't act like that. You don't act like, we don't live like that. We're not hogs. We're not dogs. And that's the way a lot of people live. We're human beings. And God put us here for a purpose. That purpose could serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Amen, Brother Herman, what do you got? 165.